wonder why those of us in our 20s refuse to work an 80-hour week just so we can afford to buy their BMWs. Why we aren't interested in the counterculture that they invented, as if we did not see them disembowel their revolution for a pair of running shoes. But the question remains, what are we going to do now? How can we repair all the damage we inherited? Fellow graduates, the answer is simple. The answer is... The answer is... I don't know.
I guess it's about time for me to give you your graduation present, huh?
Your gas card.
I'll pay that bill for 1 year. And since Helen Ann's got herself a brand new Infiniti, we're going to give you her old BMW. You can pick it up at our house.
BMW?
Yeah.
Tom, didn't you listen to her speech today?
Yeah.
She doesn't want a BMW.
Mom, I'll handle this.
No, I'm not going to sit here and listen again to some strange ethical argument about a damn car. Now, it's got four wheels, it runs well. And little darling, after you've been in the real world for a while, you can appreciate that car.
Yeah, just think of all those starving children in Africa who don't even have cars.
Troy, does your father give you gifts like that?
Mom?
Well, actually, my father's dying of prostate cancer, so I don't really trouble him much for gifts.
See, Tom?
Hmm?
You don't want a BMW. Tell him, Lelaina.
Charlene, she can make up her own mind.
Dad? Don't talk to her that way. She's not a child.
She married one.
What?
Mom, Dad, I'll take the BMW until I can afford to buy a regular car myself, okay? Okay, Mom? Please. Mom, please. Come on.
Get a Ford.
With this audience. Well, today for all you dieters, guiltless goodies from Chef Skinny Ninny. And we'll also be visiting with a man right here from Houston who is battling Alzheimer's. A beautiful and touching story of the triumph of the human spirit.
So cheesy, I can't watch him without crackers.
Now, let's take a peek inside our video view and see what we have in store for today. It's a special report on children's birthday party themes.
taped on location at 8-year-old Davy Robbins' party exclusively for our video view collection. So, come sit with me. Relax. Have a cup of Joe. Oh, shh. Well, anyway, it's going to be a good day. Good morning. You're beautiful.
I'm not here to abuse you, Miss Pearson. I'm here to make you laugh. Is that the real reason I'm on this show?
Mr. Goodwin, when I prepare your note card, you're supposed to get your own espresso. Didn't you get my Express Yourself memo?
I don't have time for your little mind games. I'd like to remind you of the bullying people off around here, and I can find an intern who'll do your job for free. Like that.
Oh, that's a much better size. That looks great. That would go really well with the easy thing. So, oh, buttoning it up is even better. Yeah, roll them right up. It's liberating, isn't it?
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush.
Videos, we show them, okay?
It's like a symbiotic, it's like a chicken or the egg. It's
both of them working together. Yeah? Well, let me tell you something. I'm not scared of you. No, because I'm not scared of Jesus!
Michael, don't laugh at me!
What?
No! I'm in an accident. I got in an accident. Yeah, fine. No, I'll call you back, all right? I'm gonna call you.
Are you saying
soon? Uh-huh. Well, it's not really my idea. It's just I got my lawyer guy telling me, you know, something like about my rates or...
Right. You mean like sue, like in a courtroom for money?
I don't even know because I've never really done anything like this before. I mean, do you have a lawyer or something?
No, I don't have a lawyer. I don't have a dentist. I make $400 a week.
What do you do?
Well, at the moment, I'm working...
I'm sorry. I gotta... Hello?
Yeah, what is it?
You know, I don't care if she does 12 books of herself naked, okay? It doesn't... That's Dr. Zayas from Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
I'm sorry, no, someone else is in here. Yeah, well, let her say that to me. No, don't do that.
I'm sorry.
No, you can... That's what I was... Go ahead. You want to touch him? That's all right.
Me?
Yeah, no, go ahead. No, I was talking to... Look, can I talk to you later? Can we... When? Okay. Okay. Okay, you know what? Just forget it. Really, just forget the whole thing, because it was probably my fault anyway, and I'll get in trouble, and and you seem very sweet, and you seem to like Dr. Zayas.
Oh.
That's... He was just a collector's notebook.
No, here's his head.
It's, you know, it's. I think he's gone. Yeah.
I'm like ruining your whole life here.
No, you're not. You're not really. Just don't touch anything else, and I think we'll be fine.
Michael Grace, Vice President Regional Programming in Your Face TV. We've seen it's like MTV, but with an edge.
Yeah. So, is it a date?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dinner?
Coffee.
Coffee or cappuccino?
Oh, he ended up saying decaf.
Oh, no. Early night. Is there any free coffee activity?
I don't think so.
Did he ask you to go out or to hang out?
Go out. That's no sense.
Very nice. Oh, shit.
What?
I forgot to tell you something.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, my God. Lee, he just got fired from the newsstand. He needs a place to stay so he can find a new job and get his own place.
Vicky, that's the American dream of the 90s. That could take years.
Look at it like a built-in security system. We'll have a man around the
house. We'll have a hall monitor. That's what we'll have. I don't even know if this is allowed in the building.
It's not like Mr. Roper's going to burst in. Let's stay on the couch.
Vicky, he will turn this place into a den of slack.
What the hell is your problem?
I have to work around here, and unfortunately, Troy, you are a master at the art of time suckage.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Miss Poster Girl, for the workers' party, but until I get that toehold in the burger industry, I got a little time to suck. I'd rather check into a shelter than deal with her shit.
Okay, I know how much you love the mainline of the industry here, but you don't have to. I mean, I can get you a job interview at my dad's plant.
What is that, like part of my lease agreement?
It's either that or a credit check. It's cool, Troy. You can stay. Welcome to the maxi pad.
Yeah, with the new dry weave, it actually pulls moisture away from you.
You don't even know I'm here. Well, should I get married? Should I be good? Should I astound the girl next door with my velvet suit and my Faustus hood? Not take her to movies, but to cemeteries and tell her of werewolf tongues and four clarinets. What Hey That's My Bike would like to do, eventually, as a band, is travel the countryside like Woody Guthrie.
Or Richard Simmons. You know, in his commercials, I travels around, surprises people jogging.
As you can see, I have the occasional run-in with an anti-Hey That's My Biker. And to those people, I say nobody, nobody can eat 50 eggs.
Lainey.
Whitey.
The next time you make microwave brownies, I'd really consider using a microwave. It's just a thought.
You know, I finally figured out what your problem is, Dyer.
What's that? I'm not a pepper?
You suffer from the philosopher groupie syndrome. You're this guy with, like, a 180 IQ, 10 units away from a degree in philosophy.
Yeah?
And you always fall for these dumb groupie types.
Now, they are not all dumb. Most of them are just very, very depressed. You find me attractive sitting here eating brownies? You do. You're strangely attracted to me right now. You're oddly, oddly attracted to me. I sure do. I'd like to watch.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Here we are.
Come on. It's not funny. Give it back.
Give what back?
Give it back?
Give the brownies back? Oh, brownies. Oh, I love brownies. My name's Delaney. Watch the camera.
Don't throw it at me.
That's not nice.
Mr. Cooper, do you have time to take a look at what I've done here?
I need my questions.
Oh, well, here's the research that I did. You might want to read it because this guest has quite a history in politics. So.
Just give me my questions.
If I could bottle the sexual tension between Bonnie Franklin and Schneider, I could solve the energy crisis.
Excuse me. Don't bogart that can, man.
Are you retarded?
No, I'm rhyming. Not easy. Sure, that'll make it look easy.
You guys better not be inhaling.
Bye.
Elena, Becky was just promoted to manager.
Shut up. Not even a big deal. The old manager tried to kill herself by eating a whole pot of poinsettias.
Jill, I'm so proud of you. Wait.
I'll be making $400 a week, though.
We're never going to have rent problems again.
Troy, aren't you excited?
I'm bursting with fruit flavor.
You guys, I just thought of something. I'm manager of the Gap. I'm responsible for all those t-shirts. French cut, V-neck, ribbed, what have you. Dude, I'm in trouble.
No, you're not, Vic. I know you can do it.
I just do not understand why this moment has to be memorexed.
Sammy, don't you realize? This is your one opportunity to play a small part in what is destined to be greatness. Lainey here is going to revolutionize Good Morning Grant.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, look who's mocking. All you do around here, Troy, is eat and couch and fondle the remote control.
I am not under any orders to make the world a better place.
Yeah, well, then what good are you?
You're a pathological optimist.
You're pathological.
Oh, would you two just do it and get it over with? I'm starving.
Oh. Hello, you've reached the winter of our discontent. Hold on. Some Michael character?
Let's order a pizza.
Lelena, if we promise to pay you back, will you spot us a pizza?
Domino's takes checks.
Okay, great. Okay, bye.
The owner of Domino's called Operation Rescue.
Oh, please, no one gives a shit right now. We're starving.
Oh, wait. Wait.
Ta-da! We're going to eat gas.
This is Michael guy.
Hey, Ricky just came to come to us. Something wonderful.
Evian is naive spelled backwards. Can you turn this up, please? Please? You won't be sorry. Thank you.
Thomas' husband, Keith, got vodka hidden in the toilet.
Vodka in the toilet.
As you go,
see that one?
James died.
That's a two-parter, man.
I'll allow it, though.
He works in
a
chicken shop. He works in a chicken shop. We did that. We did that.
Sorry.
The same one where he has a cape on.
Drink up,
man. You hate to see that happen to the rookie. Finish it. Alderman Davis, judges of...
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Are you a collection agent?
Lelena! Oh, yeah, I'll be right there.
Oh.
If you ain't the most hard-headed woman I've ever seen.
Right?
Hurry up. Oh, it's me. Well, only dates the deaf guy.
Good.
Oh, how about the one where Gary Coleman comes on? He's like the little, like, guy doing that.
Yeah, we did that one. Go.
It was cute, though.
JJ's prom date.
Gotta go.
This is my prom
date.
Good one. You can go.
Too late. Okay, so I'm gonna go.
Bye. Michael throws a party. Sammy, let's go. Well, Lena, you know the punishment for premature evacuation.
Michael has a party. Sammy, go.
Penny! Wilona adopts Penny! Shit!
Making this documentary about my friends, but it's really about people who are trying to find their own identity without having any real role models or heroes or anything. But
wow, that sounds great. I mean, it seems like your friends would be perfect for that. Like that guy Troy.
Troy, yeah.
Now, is that here, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to finish?
No. I'm fine. I had a late. So Troy is, you guys just, it's like you guys living there, just the two of you?
No. It's me and Vicky, but he got fired from his job, and so he needed a place to crash for a couple weeks. And they caught him stealing a Snickers.
He stole a Snickers bar.
Yeah. Somehow he can rationalize it, like the establishment owes him Snickers.
Right. well. I mean, I guess, you know. You know, you're very beautiful. Seriously, you're...
I'm not really good with compliments. Are you religious?
I guess I'm a non-practicing Jew.
Hey, I'm a non-practicing virgin. Who's this again?
Frampton. Peter Frampton.
Frampton.
Oh, I can't believe you don't remember Frampton Comes Alive. That album, like, totally changed my life.
It's the most profound, important invention of my lifetime. The big gulp.
Big gulp.
Because, see, now listen. You get one in the morning. I'm talking 44-ouncer. Not this 32...
Wait, 44?
Wimbeans. Yeah, 44.
How can you ingest 44 ounces of anything?
You get one, you have your essential vitamins and nutrients for the entire day.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm sure you're totally covered.
Well, I guess it doesn't really take much to make me happy.
Hey, I'm not materialistic either. I mean, I think I'd be working even if I wasn't getting paid. And I don't, like, want to get, you know, a big house. And I just want, like, a nice house. I'm not into cars and stuff. I mean, I like my car.
Alright, so you're probably not into, like, expensive, snazzy Italian suits either. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Wait a minute. I'm not like that. I'm really not. I mean, I know why the cage bird sings and everything.
Oh, yeah, why?
Because he was in a cage, and he was, I don't know, he had high hopes or something. Okay, I dropped out of school before we got to that, right? See, I should have stayed in college and gotten a degree in astronomy or something.
Oh, God, I love astronomy.
Really?
Yeah, the math, though. Yeah. The math, that's just, got me.
Exactly. I love astronomy, too, and I got into class, and it was like, everything was 3 squared times pi equals the root of pi. Yeah. I just like wanted to look at the stars.
Same here. So, exactly.
I remember being so happy on the roof of our old house, just staring up at the stars. I want to do that again. I want to just look up at the stars and take the time to smell the everything. Like, do you ever have those moments in life where everything is okay? Do you know what I mean? Like, just for, like, one moment, everything is great.
Not since I graduated. No, but yeah. When you, like, catch yourself in a moment and you're saying, wait, I'm happy here in the moment.
And then it just goes away really quickly. It's... I know I've had a couple of those, you know? I always forget them, but I know I've had them.
Like right now.
Yeah, like now.
Every day, I want to be with you night and day. So you've been up all night? Oh, I am picking up some very strange vibes in here. They're of the I just got laid variety. Did he dazzle you with his extensive knowledge of mineral water? Or was it his in-depth analysis of Marky Mark that finally reeled you in? I just would have liked to have been there to watch how you rationalized sleeping with a yuppie-head cheese ball on the first date.
He's not a yuppie.
He's the reason why Cliff Notes were invented.
Well, that pales in comparison to the tweaked-out little skanks you date.
To hell with it. What do I care?
What do you care? And why are you acting like a jealous boyfriend all of a sudden?
I am not acting like anything. I am calmly reading.
God, if something's bothering you that much, I wish you could just be man enough to talk to me about it.
All right, Elena. I am really in love with you. Is that what you want to hear? Is it? Well, don't flatter yourself.
Go to hell.
I have a manager here. Our gross has increased over 20%.
So?
What? Okay. I guess I'm proud of that. Oh, please. Look at this sweat. People don't know. They don't know what it takes. So I've never been a good example before, and, God, I've never been good with responsibility, so, I blame my parents, though. I think I was conceived on an acid trip.
My parents got divorced when I was 5 years old. And I saw my father about 3 times a year after that. And when he found out that he had cancer, he decided to bring me here. And he gives me this big pink seashell. And he says to me, son, the answers are all inside of this. And I'm all like, what? But then I realized that the shell's empty. There's no point to any of this. It's all just a random lottery of meaningless tragedy and a series of near escapes. So I take pleasure in the details. You know, a quarter pounder with cheese. Those are good. The sky about 10 minutes before it starts to rain. The moment where your laughter becomes a cackle. And I sit back and I smoke my Camel Straights. And I ride my own melt.
Come on, no lagging. The free clinic AIDS test. The rite of passage for our generation. We're so lucky, come on.
So, Vic, why are you getting tested?
One of my friends tested positive. Be on the safe side. You know.
Vicky Minor. Vicky Minor.
You can forget it.
Come on, Grant. It's incredible.
It's junk. Depressing junk. You know my rules for video view. Quite murky.
Lena, maybe I should talk with Grant alone. She's got real talent, and I want to put her on staff.
I will not have Miss Pierce on staff. I will walk out of here if that happens. You watch.
Okay. Calm down. I mean, it's no big deal. We don't have to have her.
Besides, having a look at that girl's pointy little face all day, it'd make me ill. Just get rid of it like I asked you to do in the first place.
Seven, six,
saves you. Fine.
Is this a good morning or what? Well, with us today is Libby Kumba, the author of this book, Mommy, Why Do I Hate Myself? Self-Esteem for Parent and Child. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Grant.
Good morning. Now, Libby, I'm concerned with self-esteem. Personally, I've always had an odd preference for very, very young girls. Being a total prick. Lee Pear. Why do we welcome this audience again, huh? Good morning!
I make more of a mess than Ruby does.
You guys, we have to have a family meeting. Something
happened. Oh, no. They discovered NutraSweet causes you to grow a third eye.
Can I just say that everything's going to be fine?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Just wear a patch over it.
Working out a plan.
Yeah, there's a surgeon in Paris, so just remove
just
it for free.
Don't panic.
Second pages.
Would you shut up? I just got fired.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What happened? You got fired? I mean, that just screws up my whole idea of good and evil. And
it's not like I had a hysterectomy or anything. I just, you know, I got fired. I'll find something else, you know? Oh, whoa. You're hired. I need a part-timer. You need a job. That would be so cool. It's only like $5 an hour. No big deal, but it's a pretty good opportunity.
Yeah, it's a dream come true.
It is. You know, I'm working out a plan.
Yeah, so what's the plan?
I'm not going to work at the Gap, for Christ's sake. Okay? No.
Sorry.
Oh, how stupid of me to try to drag you down to my level.
Vicky,
you don't do this, okay?
Shut up.
Come on, this is just, you know what I mean. Vicky?
This is where Troy was fired from his 11th job. He was an illustrious office cleaner. Now, if you'll come this way, please, we will continue our short but happy walking tour of the career of Troy Dyer. And here we have the newsstand, where Troy dared to ask the question, are employee snacks subsidized? The answer, tragically, no. In total, he has been fired from, yes, count them, 12 jobs.
Well,
so you shouldn't feel so bad. One of these mornings, I'm going to wake up before noon and...
Yeah, right.
I'm going to turn on the TV, and there Brian Gumbel will be, and he'll say, today we have with us the Pulitzer Prize-winning documentarian Lelaina Pierce. Lelaina, after your first film, Why Barbie is Bad... You seem to have forgotten all about your best friend, Troy Dyer.
Troy who? What was that name again? Oh, right through the heart.
I'll probably be working at the Whole Foods, you know, playing warehouses, hanging around places like the Radio Shack, screaming that I used to know you, and you'll be there, and the lights, and you'll be all beautiful and shit.
Oh, Troy, no, that'll never happen. They would never hire you at Whole Foods.
You see, Lainey, this is all we need. A couple of smokes, a cup of coffee, and a little bit of conversation. You and me and $5.
You got it.
You know what?
No.
What?
No. Troy, I can't.
Why not? You never thought about it?
Well, yes, of course I have, but I...
But what?
I can't not be friends with you, okay? I
don't
can't...
want that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a... You know, evolving.
I just can't handle this right now. I can't evolve right now.
Why not? Because of Michael?
No. Yeah,
Yes, yes.
My parents got divorced when I was 14.
My dad, he remarried 6 months after the divorce.
Oh, that's quick. How did everybody react?
My mom threatened to kill herself in front of me. Patty got drunk in her closet every morning before junior high school.
And you?
Well, somebody had to remember to take out the trash, sign the report cards, buy the milk. So, that kind of ended up being me.
I don't get married because I see how my parents are. And they've been together like, 26 years. And they're like brother and sister at this point. My mother goes to the bathroom with the door open. That's A. And B, it's disgusting. I don't want any part of that. I want first kisses. I want passion the whole way through.
It's better than I'm like, kiss your husband's ass all the time.
Yeah.
I think that your documentary would be perfect for In Your Face. See, forget it. It's just,
no,
you're probably thinking more like, you know, PBS or something.
No. You know what it is, though? It's that when I made this thing, I kind of made this promise to myself that I wasn't going to think about where it was going to end up because I didn't want to unintentionally commercialize it.
No, I think that's great. I mean, I think you should definitely not unintentionally do anything that you're not comfortable with. I mean, not that I would intentionally...
Well, you know, plus it's not done yet, you know?
Right. I know. It was just a stupid... You know, I got to go to New York on Wednesday for this huge network meeting thing, which is totally... Oh, God, you would hate it. I hate it. I just thought that they would freak out over your tapes because they never see anything that's really smart and has real... You know, quality and is good, like you and your work, and I know I'm being selfish. And
Michael, that is literally the nicest thing that anyone's ever said to me. The sweetest thing that anyone's ever said to me.
So what are you doing for the rest of your morning?
With him, have a job interview.
Elena, this thing is from 1988.
I know.
So you're like 6 years late.
I thought the ad said that this was Jeff, our production assistant.
Yes, you will be assisting me in the production of videotapes, all right? You're going to make copies for me. Many copies.
Mm. Oh, is this like a pirate operation?
Do I look like a pirate to you?
The radio was all instinct, Elena. Do you know where all radio comes from? The gut. It's all in the gut. Because when you think on your feet, you gotta go from your gut. And my gut is telling me that, this isn't gonna work out.
Well, maybe your gut's just saying you're hungry or...
Oh, no. It's telling me that, you're overqualified for this job.
I'm really not that smart.
No offense, sweetie, but you don't have any experience on a newspaper. You're TV.
Well, I'm trying to... make the transition to print journalism.
Ah, why?
Well, newspapers are the last watchdogs of our government. They enforce the checks and balances, and we're half hour TV only adds up to one.
Okay, all right. Define irony.
Irony. It's a noun. It's when something is ironic. It's I can't really define irony, but I know when I see it.
Thank you.
Hey. Oh, my God. I've never been so glad to see anyone in my entire life. This day has been the biggest nightmare. I mean, these job interviews, Troy. The word vivisection, a staggering understatement. I mean, can you define irony?
It's when the actual meaning is the complete opposite from the literal meaning.
Oh, my God. Where were you when I needed you today?
I should go.
Oh, come on. Isn't there some statute of limitations for embarrassing incidents?
Your bravado was embarrassing.
Hey, Troy. Come on, you can stay with me for one cigarette. I know you can stay with me for one cigarette. You, me, $5, good conversation. Right?
Lainey.
Troy, you haven't been home in 4 days. Where have you been sleeping?
I gotta go.
Mom, I need to talk to you about a loan.
Is it for drugs?
No, it's not for drugs. I lost my job.
But you shouldn't have any trouble finding another job, Sugar Booger.
No, see, I tried. I applied for every single opening in my field, but there's nothing right now.
Well, then I hate to say it, but times are hard. You're just going to have to swallow your pride. Why don't you get a job at Burgerama? They'll hire you. My Lord, I saw on the TV they had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
Because I'm not retarded, Mom. I was valedictorian of my university.
Well, you don't have to put that down on your application.
Mrs. Pierce, do you have any idea what it means to be a cashier at Wiener Schnitzel?
Yeah, it's taking orders and making change and taking...
No, it's a juggling act.
A juggling act? You mean, like, metaphorically?
No, I mean, you got people coming at you from the front, coming at you from the back. From the sides, people at the condiment exchange, people at the drive-thru, kids on bikes, and they're all depending on who?
Me?
Hey, you got time to lean, you got time to clean, buddy, all right? You got to be 150% of your toes 150% of the time. There you go, sir. And have it soon, wiener dude. All righty. Okay, I'm going to throw a few numbers out at you, and you put them together in your head as quick as you can. Okay. 85 and 45, go.
140.
Nope.
150.
Nope.
160.
It's not an auction. Ms. Pierce, there's a reason I've been here 6 months.
The entire summertime occurring in one day. Then last night we had snow reports in Utah. Today reports of I-70 shut in Colorado due to the snowfall. Now that very strong jet stream.
Oh, hi, is this the Royal Tomato?
That's what I said.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm looking for a guest there. His name's Michael Grates.
Hold one moment, please. That guest is out. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'll just try again later. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Good, and welcome to Wedgie, the world of hip couture. This week we're in South Central Los Angeles at the intersection of Florence and Normandy, the flashpoint of fashion. The fattest gangster trend will increase your peace. This bandana by Donna Karan is blue for crisp, red for blood, and only costs $75.
Ooh, Emily, I'm living a life like this. Looking out for smudged up freedom. When I show well, life's not going.
Yeah.
Lainey, have you seen a pack of guitar strings? I have to bring them to the club.
You know, I hope he knows that he still has to pay some rent around here. I mean, I don't know where he thinks he's spending his nights, but... Do you know?
I'm late for a gene folding seminar. Let's look him up.
Now you can call your own personal psychic anytime, 24 hours a day. Thanks to the Nationwide Psychic Discovery Network, you can pick up the phone and talk directly with an established professional psychic in the privacy of your own home.
I was unhappy in my career, and I needed a change, but I didn't know what to do.
It's just that nothing is going down according to plan. I mean, my best friend, I feel like I've lost him forever, and he was like my touchstone, you know.
This man, does his name start with the letter N? Because I'm getting a very strong N vibration.
Newsstand! N, newsstand! He used to work at a newsstand!
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, this is unbelievable!
Honey, that's not all I'm getting.
I mean, there are people I know from high school who are already married and having babies. I mean, babies, okay? I can't even take care of a chia pet.
Well, honey, I didn't have kids until I was on my third husband.
Oh, really?
All Gemini.
You know what I think, Danelle? I think you still really love Monty.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it don't matter now.
Oh, yes, it does, Danelle. I know you're afraid. But you've got to find him, and you've got to tell him how you really feel.
Find him? I got 5 minutes.
Elena.
A mortgage is killing me.
We need to talk to you.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, I can see that. And we have a $406 phone bill. Mainly due to some calls to a 1-900 number. Listen, we'd help you out, but we're broke too, and you know we can't afford a new deposit if the phone gets shut off.
Maybe you could borrow the money from Michael.
No, Sammy. Jesus.
Lainey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You lay on that couch all day. Those pajamas are like your uniform. You run up a $400 phone bill. You watch TV. You chain smoke. You don't go outside. You don't do anything. Man, you are in the bell jar.
Look, this is my apartment. I signed the lease. I let you move in here when you had no job, no money, and you sponged off me for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And now, Miss Big Power Mom, I'm Andrew's dad now. You think you could just come in here and push me around?
She's not being pushy.
Sammy, what are you even doing here? You don't live here.
Hey, my little unemployed waif. You're the one who's looking for work now, okay?
God, you're really enjoying this, aren't you?
You're high. Why don't you go take a walk outside and get some fresh air?
You've been waiting for this since the day we met.
Oh, who told you that? Your psychic partner?
I'll tell you the problem with your generation. You don't have any work ethic. Now, you take your friend Troy, for example. I went out of my way to set up an interview for him, and he didn't even bother to show up.
That wasn't his fault. He asked me to call and cancel, and everything was going on, and I slipped my mind, and I'm... Mm-hmm. Sorry, but, you know, I have a work ethic,
Good.
Dad. I have a very strong work ethic,
Good.
You know, ask anyone.
And all you got to do is show some ingenuity.
Hmm?
Darling, I love you, and I hate to break your plate, but you got to grow up sometime. And I want you to go out there and show me some ingenuity.
Dropping out.
our first problem. Rent's due this week.
Well, well. The coup finally decided to grace us with his
present. This is Jean.
Janine.
It's a little loud in the club. Excuse me.
Can't stay here, Troy.
I'm just gonna pick something up.
Well, mission accomplished. Now leave.
I think maybe I'm gonna wait.
Always the mistress of etiquette.
No, wait.
Just out of curiosity, why are you suddenly acting like a jealous girlfriend?
All right. We're just trying to pay bills here, okay? So, Troy, if you got any money.
Money? Oh, but what's money to an artist, to a philosopher? It's just green-colored paper that floats in and out of his life like snow. It's nothing you actually have to, I don't know, work for, is it, Troy?
No, not if you have Daddy's little gas card.
You shut up. You shut up! I busted my ass to find a job, any job. You don't even bother showing up for interviews.
What is it that you want from me, huh? What is it? You want me to get a job on the line for the next 20 years? Until I'm granted leave with my gold-plated watch and my balls full of tumors because I surrendered the one thing that means shit to me? Well, honey, you can just exhale because it's not going to happen. Not in this lifetime.
All right, fine. You don't want to work, fine. Don't
leave!
Be a goddamn band! Rehearse every day! Play three times a night! Don't just dig around in the same coffee house for 5 years! Don't tick around with her or with me. I mean, try something for once in your life. Do something about it. But you know what? You better do it now, and you better do it fast, because the world doesn't owe you any favors. And whether you know it or not, you're on the inside track to Loserville, USA. Just like him.
Okay, it's just too psychotic in here now. All right, Lelaina, let's go for a walk.
Fine. Come on, man, let him go. With pleasure, my friends, with pleasure.
With pleasure. You know what I really feel sorry for is that poor girl.
Oh, how about when he sneaks his laundry in with ours? But I'm pulling that stuff out of the dryer, and there's 5 pairs of his boxers I just washed unknowingly.
No, I'll just throw it back in the sink. Yeah, like, I'm going to do his laundry.
Yeah. He's weird, he's strange, he's sloppy, he's a total nightmare for women. I can't believe I haven't slept with him yet. Do you ever wish you were a lesbian? Don't you think it would be so much easier?
Sometimes, but... I couldn't go through with it. I'd start laughing or something.
But it's such a shame. I am so through with men. One more guy walks out on me. I don't even know what. I swear.
What are you talking about? Walk out on you? Walk out on them. I've seen you. You're out the door before the condom comes off.
Listen to me. I'm just beating them to the punch.
Okay.
You don't even know. I'm sitting here. Maybe. Probably dying of AIDS. And I'm totally alone.
Vicky? You're not alone. Hey, I'm sorry for everything I said, and I'm sorry for being such a bitch, but I have to tell you, you're not alone. You're not, and you're not dying of AIDS.
You don't understand. Every day, it's all that I think about, okay? Every time I sneeze, it's like I'm 4 sneezes away from the hospice. And it's like it's not even happening to me. It's like I'm watching it on some crappy show like Melrose Place or some shit, right? And I'm the new character. I'm the HIV AIDS character. And I live in the building and I teach everybody that it's okay to be near me. It's okay to talk to me. And then I die. And there's everybody at my funeral wearing halter tops and chokers or some shit like that.
You stop, okay? Just stop. You're freaking out. And you know what? You're going to have to deal with the results. Whatever they are, we're going to have to deal with them, just like we've dealt with everything else.
This isn't like everything else.
I know that, all right? But it's going to be okay. You know, I know it's going to be okay.
Melrose Place is a really good show.
Lelina Pierce? Is there a Lelina Pierce here?
Yeah. Hello?
Lelina?
Hi.
Look, I had to call you right away.
Listen, don't kill me, okay?
What?
I took the tape and I showed it.
No.
Now wait.
Listen, they freaked out. They want to buy them.
No.
Yes.
They liked it?
No. I mean, they like psychotically loved it.
They want to pay you for it.
I mean, I know this isn't PBS, but is this okay?
Yes, I was this close to selling fruit at intersections.
Well, don't, all right? Don't.
Just hang on, and I'm going to get you some money, and I'm going to be down there in a few days, and I'm just like, I'm thinking about you every second here.
Yeah, well, take it away.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Where are you?
I'm in a phone booth.
Why are you on a cellular phone?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm...
Michael, I really miss you.
I really miss you, too. I love you. Whoa.
I mean...
You amaze me.
No, you amaze me.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, wait.
I'm going to call you back. What?
Michael.
What?
The payphone outside always amazes me.
Hey. Try me. I'm free. Good night.
Negatory.
Yeah!
Wait,
dear, that's negative! Here, let me sleep with you. Yeah? Hey, already! Woo! A celebration Zoom! Yes, let's go to the ice cream!
Enough!
Ma!
I'm right here, son.
Ma!
Yeah?
I have to tell you something. I am, almost sexual.
Oh, Christ. Is there a support group that I can join to help me come to terms with my own homophobia?
Yes, there is. A group which is named PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
Oh, a flag. I'm beginning to like the sound of that.
What you've just witnessed here is a pre-enactment of events that are about to take place. Mom, I came out to her.
She's still a little bit upset. But you know, I think the real reason that I've been celibate for so long isn't really because I'm that terrified of the big A, but because I can't really start my life without being honest about who I am. And I want to be in there, too. I want to feel miserable and happy and all of that. I mean, I want to be a little let back in the house.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry. Door was... So just,
Yeah, she's getting dressed.
I don't know if she told you, but I just came back from New York with the tapes that she made, and the stuff of you, it's really great stuff. Really, that whole thing about nobody can eat all the eggs, that was really...
I was quoting Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, that's I know. That's, I mean, you know, it's still, it's...
Hi. Hi.
What happened to your normal clothes?
Wow, Elena, look at you. You look, where'd you get that dress?
Oh, I don't know. I just bought it. But I think I'm going to go change. Cause
no, don't. You look beautiful. You look like... You look like a doily.
I'm going to change.
No, don't change.
And don't go thinking for yourself either, Lainey.
Hey, what is your glitch, huh?
My glitch?
You know what? We're already late.
Do you have like a problem with me or something? Because if you do, let's just get this out, all right? Seriously, is there like, I mean, have I like stepped over some line in the sands of coolness with you? Because
excuse me,
if somebody doesn't know the secret handshake with you.
There's no secret handshake. There's an IQ prerequisite, but there's no secret handshake.
You got like this whole like thing with the world, don't you, huh?
Really
boy, no, that's okay. Great. That's really wonderful. But guess what? I'm a human being, okay? We're human beings, people, okay? You know, we're not like intelligence, you know, quotations or whatever.
Just ignore him.
No.
Well done.
Come on, let's go. You don't need this.
You don't know what she needs.
I think I know what she needs in a way that you never will.
You know, we just put some titles on and shaped it a little bit. It's going to be great.
Okay, everybody. It's a special night, because as you know, we're entering into a new phase here at the channel, real programming. And our first step is this remarkable piece by Lelena. So hang on, because this is going to change the face of In Your Face.
Make the world a better place.
And you wonder why we never got involved.
I don't want to get married because I see how my parents are.
My parents got divorced.
When
I was 14.
When I was 5 years old. My mother actually goes to the bathroom with the door open. I swore to myself I'd never get married. I want passion.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Turns you on.
Would you two just do it and get it over with? I'm starving.
Oh, my God. But the question remains. How can we repair all the damage we inherited?
I was told there'd be no math in this exam.
Can I change my answer?
The answer is simple.
Pizza!
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, right.
sorry, all right? I didn't know.
It was not my work, Michael. That's not what I did. That's not what I wanted. Nothing!
I know, I had...
I can't believe I trusted you.
I had no idea. I didn't see it. I mean, look, I guess it was probably a little slow, and they cut it up a little.
They cut up everything that meant anything to me. I mean, I don't even think you realize what you've done. You don't get it. You just don't get it.
I do get it, but it just... Look, it's like, look, you have this great piece of work, all right? And we have this audience, these kids. And it's like trying to feed them meatloaf or something, and they don't want to eat it, right? So you got to have to give them, like, here comes the plane, it's coming into the hangar, open up the hangar. I mean, but it's still meatloaf.
It was never meatloaf.
That's a bad, I just, look, I'm sorry, all right? They were just trying to market it, and I wish I could be perfect, okay? I mean, I wish I could be like Troy riding on his melted cheese sandwich and everything,
don't
but...
Don't you dare bring Troy into this.
Hey, I wish I could be like him. I mean, I wish I could live off of creeds and mottos and all that shit, all right? But I'm in the real world here, okay? And I have ideals also. They're that I care about you, and I want to make you happy, and I'm... I just... Look. I'll make them take the pizza thing out, okay?
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill, where it's a long, long journey to.
How'd the big premiere turn out?
Fine.
Videotapes, right? Who cares? Work so hard on them, you know? I work so hard. I forget, I just sound pathetic.
No, you don't sound pathetic.
No, I know it sounds stupid, but it really meant something to me. I know it wasn't gonna, you know, end world hunger, you know, save the planet, but it just meant something to me.
I just don't understand why things just can't go back to normal at the end of the half hour, like on the Brady Bunch or something.
Well, because Mr. Brady died of AIDS. Things don't work out like that.
I was really going to be something by the age of 23.
Honey, all you have to be by the age of 23 is yourself.
I don't know who that is anymore.
Well, I do. And we all love her. I love her. She breaks my heart again and again, but I love her.
Years. So fun.
Where are you going?
I have rehearsal.
At 8:24 in the morning.
So that's it?
No. No, that's not it. I have to go.
So sorry that I didn't, but I want to make this up to you, okay? You mean so much to me, Elena, and I just... Look, two tickets, all right? New York. We go, and we give them a presentation of the show the way you want it done.
Michael, I don't...
I know, but this time's different. I mean, who's the boss, huh? Huh? Tony Danza? No, I don't think so. It's you. It's your show, and I just... feel like maybe I deserve another shot here.
Well, hi, Elena.
Hi.
Was there a frog in your throat, or are you just glad to see me? Hi, Mike. Thanks for coming down, man. No hard feelings.
Elena, you're looking a little peaked. Yeah, are you okay?
She's fine. She just had too many Diet Cokes today.
Yeah, this girl is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
So are you going to tell him or am I?
Could you excuse me? Could I talk to you?
Hi.
You want to tell me what the hell he's doing here? I wanted to talk to you.
The hell do you care? You totally bailed on me.
I panicked. It happens. I thought we could work it out, you know? I mean, I don't know if now's the right time for us. Look, I meant everything that I said to you last night. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying... Look, you are the only woman that I could ever commit myself to.
So what? Do I get a medal? I win the big commitment cook-off and you just run away? I knew this was going to happen!
I don't want to lose you. I've never been in an experience like this before. I've never had sex with somebody that I loved before.
Well, congratulations, Troy Dyer. Welcome to the world of the emotionally mature. It's a really nice place to visit. Hey, you may run into Michael. He lives here.
Oh, yeah, right, Michael.
Michael, he's so mature because he lets you navigate that entire relationship. Well, I'm sorry, Lelena, but you can't navigate me. I might do mean things, and I might hurt you, and I might run away without your permission, and you might hate me forever. And I know that that scares the shit out of you because I'm the only real thing that you have.
Yeah. Well, that ain't real much.
You try, man. You're on.
Sorry.
No, listen, I'm sorry, all right? That's what this is all about. This one's for you, lady. Nice job. Very well done.
Really? Yeah, I don't want to hear it from you.
Yeah, well, I forgot. I'm not qualified to talk to you. I'm sorry I can't be Mr., hey, look at me, I'm Buddha on the mountaintop. You know what you are, man? You know what you remind me of? You're like that guy with the, you know, with the hat and the bells and the little, you know...
Court jester.
Yeah, right, where everything's so easy to laugh at from a safe distance back in clever land. You know what happens to him? They find his skull in a grave and they go, oh, I knew him and he was funny. And the guy, the court jester, dies all by himself.
Where'd you hear that? A Renaissance festival? Besides, everyone dies all by himself.
If you really believe that, who are you looking for out here?
A highway with no one on it.
Hi. I was wondering if I could talk to you for a minute before you go. See, the thing is that, my dad died.
Oh, God, Troy, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm so sorry.
No, it... What happened was that, I kind of got this arcane glimpse at the universe. And the best thing that I can have to say about that is... I don't know. I have this planet of regret sitting on my shoulders. And you have no idea how much I wish that I could go back to that morning after we made love and do everything different. But I know that I can't, so I thought that I would come here and tell you something. And what I wanted to tell you was that I love you. And, just wanted to make sure that that was clear so that there wasn't any confusion. Where are you going?
Just going to look for you.
What for?
Wanted to see if you were okay.
Well, I had a shitty week.
I need you to explain something. I just got a $900 bill on my gas card.
If we should fall, that will catch us every time. I hear you call, I will run. If the magic of the adventure overcomes, we won't cry, because it could be fun.
What I'm trying to do is constantly find those people, find out what makes them the best, and bring that.
I've been getting a razzing for being bald, and I'm only a young man. No more dates about being called old man, but the babes are...
Roy, why are you doing this to me? I know we can be happy together.
You'll chill in time. Right now I need someone who understands what my music and the band mean to me.
But it's just music, Roy. I'm a human being with deep feelings who... feels things deeply.
Music is feeling, babe. The band may be a small dream, but it's the only one I've got. I'm Audi 5000.
Please don't let him get drunk and drive.
Thank you.
anyone, anywhere. I don't understand if you really care. I'm only here in negative. No, no, no. You want me, and one day you let me go. You try to kill me.